sex with my miniature stallion.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck a little dick, fuck a little crack.
I feel it in my fucking cunt. My cunt is fucking hurting.
Shit it out, whore. Shit it out.
Bang, yang, 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 yang.
I like to suck on him orally.
You clamp down on that goddamn dick, and you pay off.
A mouth full of sperm, and a rectum full of sperm.
Such a sweet rectum.
Yes, yes!
Sexy time.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's only a milkshake.
Cosmos.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Nice, sweet turd. Nice.
All right, yes, hey freaks, Tim Edson with you, back for the Tuesday edition of DB. Got a good one, brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, plus it's an extended episode, so if you're sideshow freaks, you'll get at least 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, did you hear the news, the big news? Before we get into this story, just got this on the wire, George Lucas is selling Lucasfilm and all of its related properties to Disney. I know some of you people freak the fuck out over Star Wars, but I don't know your feeling on George Lucas. I know a lot of you guys felt like he fucked up the last three movies, or at least some of them or something. But I don't know if the Star Wars nerds have generally good feelings towards him, how you feel about this transition to Disney. I mean, it can't be horrible, right? They're going to get new directors to direct this shit. Lucas is simply going to be a consultant. I have a feeling he's going to die within the next 2 years, by the way. Why would he give up everything? The only movies he's really made. He did Star Wars, and then he sort of did Indiana Jones, but that was with Steven Spielberg, right? What other fucking shit did he do? He's been riding on the Star Wars for the last, 30 years? Come on. So it's kind of odd. It's odd timing. I mean, he made a fucking boatload of money, over $4 billion. And Disney said, look, we're going to be releasing new Star Wars films every couple of years. First one's going to be 2015. Episode 7, baby. It could go well. Like, Disney could do the right thing, get the right directors, make the right type of film. Or they could Disney-fy the movie. Which, and I'm guessing it would be a lot like Episode 1 with that fucking Jar Jar Binks and that little kid who couldn't act. I was rewatching, I think it was on television or something, and that Episode 1. It's unwatchable. There are people who have actually recut the film, like fans, to get Jar Jar Binks out of the movie. I don't know how they did it, but they got Jar Jar Binks out of the movie. I wish they could do the same thing for that little kid. Oh, what a horrible, shitty actor. Has he done anything? Oh, I wanted to fucking just stab that little kid in the mouth with my dick. No, what? I didn't say that. No, just throw him off a cliff or something is what I wanted to do. Isn't it kind of funny that it's more socially acceptable to say, I want to throw this child off a cliff and kill him, that I want to sexually abuse him? I guess it's not that odd, really. All right. So there you go. George Lucas sold Lucasfilm and all of that. Industrial Light and Magic, I think, as well, is being sold off to Disney. Big news in the entertainment industry. I follow it closely. You just stick with Distorted View for all of the news you could possibly ever need. All right, I got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. This is a silly bit where I find real sex stories online. These were written to get you off, right? It's going to make you want to pull your dick out. Whip it out. Pull on your pud until you come. But they miss the mark. These stories are often horrible in various ways. Sometimes they're just weird or bizarre stories. Sometimes they're poorly written. or just disgusting. Today, I've got a piece of fan fiction for you. If you're a child of the 80s, maybe even the 90s, you can appreciate this. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Inspector Gadget Porn. What do you think's going to happen? I haven't read this story yet. I want to share it with you. I want to enjoy it. But I have a feeling there's going to be a Go-Go Gadget sex toy involved. Go-Go Gadget penis. I also feel bad for Penny. She's going to be fucking brain. That's right. Inspector Gadget Dubstep. Very good. All right. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Uh-oh. This first line is troubling. Inspector Gadget is visiting Metropolis with Penny and Brain. So this might be a crossover between, like, Superman and Inspector Gadget. There might be some gay superhero shit going on. The CERN lab scientists are showing the new discoveries of the large... He spells it Hadean Collapser, and the possible creation of a black hole of minuscule dimensions. Gadget, Penny, and Brain are at the main hall of the Metropolis Expo Center. Gagged says to Penny, "Wowzers! This Metropolis Expo Hall is ginormous, Pennies! It's Metropolis, Uncle. Metropolis? Beware, Penny. You can catch... Metropoliomyelitis. What the fuck is going on? Penny looks down and sighs. I think we're all sighing right now. Oh, God, what are we in for? All right. Penny looks down and sighs. Unlucky she was. A snot from her nose falls onto the ground, but no one sees. Okay. If a snot falls from your nose and no one sees, did it really ever fall or something? I don't know. Think about that for a second. All right, let's get to the good stuff here. After a while, looking at the gadgets exposed at the convention, a call is made to the inspector. It's Chief Quimby. Penny, says Gadget. Looks like Inspector Gadget is always on duty. I think he meant the chief. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Wait here and be a good girl. And Gadget to go where Chief is, a trash can outside the expo center. Okay. Penny, I think what he's saying is Gadget went to take the call. Well, I don't know. I don't know why Chief... Why? I don't know. Whatever. Inspector Gadget, said Chief Quimby, take a look at your mission. Inspector Gadget, Gadget reads, Dr. Claw is planning on using the LHC to generate a black hole and suck all the money from Metropolis National Bank. You must prevent him and arrest him, too. This message will self-explode. Gadget rubs his prosthetic chin and says to the Chief Quimby in the trash can, Aye, aye, Chief. This mission is a mission for Inspector Gadget. And Gadget throws the paper on the trash can where Quimby was. The paper explodes and jerk off an eye from Chief Quimby. That's an odd way of saying, you know, he blew an eye out of Chief Quimby's face or something. I guess there's no good way of saying that. Did you hear that, Brain? Asked Penny. That fucking Penny is a little nosy cunt. All right, she's always, you know, sticking her nose where it doesn't belong. Did you hear that, Brain? Asked Penny. We must help Uncle Gadget. Where could the LHC possibly be? And Penny thinks a bit. Oh, it's obvious. If the Chief Quimby is here, the Expo is here, and the scientists are here, the LHC is here too. Brain nudes in agreement, N-O-O-D-S, and they proceed to enter the Expo Center. Brain, follow Uncle Gadget. I'll stay here with my computer notebook, waiting something bad to happen. Waiting for something bad to happen. All right, Brain disguises himself with a scientist lab coat and paranormal glasses and creeps behind Gadget. Gadget starts to move, searching for clues. Just then, Gadget noticed Brain. What, a mad agent? You bastard! You are under arrest! Go, go, Gadget Dildo! Well, that didn't take very long, did it? And a giant phallic dildo gets out of his hat and proceeds towards Brain's ass and penetrates it, incapacitating the poor dog's butt. Now, you mad crook, tell me where the LHC and Dr. Claw are. But what Gadget can't see is the mad agents taking away the giant LHC. Has this guy ever seen pictures of this? I mean, the real one is like miles long. Whatever. Those bastards, how cannot you respect Inspector Gadget, the best policeman of the district? While Gadget interrogates Brain with his vicious anal violation methods, Dr. Claw is at his HQ in Metropolis, a high, tall skyscraper near Daily Bugle, where works Lunis Lane. Maybe Lois. With his monitor that monitors all the city, he now sees the mighty particle accelerator getting transported to his HQ.
Excellent. My dear agents are bringing here the famous accelerator. Now I can steal the Metropolis Bank. And what's this? They're bringing a visitor, too!
And Dr. Claw rubs his mad cat's pussy head. Well, guess who gets kidnapped by mad agents? That's right, Penny.
My Uncle Gadget will get you, Dr. Claw! You can't escape!
Oh, on the contrary, dear Penny. By the way, the way he spelled contrary is epic. C-O-N-T-R-A-Y-R. Sure. It's like how it sounds. All right. On the contrary, dear Penny, you can't escape me! And now I can do everything I want with you! Penny's legs start to shake in despair. Oh, she knows what's coming. Yeah, look up rape in that little computer notebook of yours. She now fears for her untouched, seminal, underage body. What can the devilishly mad-licious Dr. Claw do to her? Fuck her. Fuck her silly. Mad agents, bring her the LHC. Bring here the LHC, probably. Now, mad agents, pull down the panties of Miss Penny. Let me see that beautiful uterus of hers. And the two mad agents try to pull down her pants, but Penny fights back. You can't! Mad agents, Dr. Claw shouts, still watching through the monitor. Do it now! She is fucked and released. Meanwhile, Superman and Inspector Gadget are working together. They find Penny on the street. Inspector Gadget's niece! What happened? Apparently that's Superman talking. From there on the street, Penny, very frightened, shouts to Superman, Oh, Superman, it's a disaster! Dr. Claw injected inside my uterus a mini black hole from the LHC and told me to go to the Metropolis Bank, so this way the black hole would suck the money in my pussy hole, and Dr. Claw would get it! Superman got shocked. What's he gonna do? He don't understands hard sciences! This is a disaster of a story. He only knows how to fly. Superman shouts to Penny, Penny, be right there and I'll be back in a moment. Okay. And Superman flies away. He decides to seek help and goes to Gotham City. There, Batman can help him. Sure enough, Batman has been studying the situation. There's only two ways to save Penny from this terrible disaster. One, you throw her into the Phantasm Zone. Okay. No, that's out of the question, begs Superman. And two, Batman says, you must fuck her. Sure, of course. What? Shouts Gadget and Superman. Yes, that's right. Superman, you probably don't know this after 8,000 issues of your comic book, but you have more secret powers in your body than you imagine. See, I have a sample of your semen here in my lab. How did you get that? All right, why do you have my semen? One night, I entered your apartment while you were sleeping. I jerked you off. You just, you know, it seemed like you like it. All right, it's very simple. I have collected every kind of bodily fluid from your body in an eventualities case. So, continuing, I put your semen in a can and around it a rotating wheel made with kryptonite. At the right speeds, the field produced by the kryptonite transmorphs your semen into antimatter bombs. If it goes into contact with the matter, it explodes. Hey, says Superman, very happy. Now we can save Penny. Just put this rotating thing in a cannon that spits cum, and we'll shoot inside her cunt. Batman, however, nods in disagreement. It isn't that simple, Superman. You see, the semen only stays in antimatter form for only a couple of nanoseconds. No cannon have this response time or speed, but your penis does. It can launch cum at Yoda secondic speeds. So, you're saying I must rape Penny to save Metropolis? Exactly. Well, a plan has been hatched. So, to make a long story short, I've got to skip around here. They put a spinning ring of kryptonite around Superman's dick, even though Superman says, Kryptonite makes me weak! Be strong, Superman. Penny is on your hand. know what that means. All right, and boldly, in like a mad airplane, Superman goes to where Penny was. Penny, I fear I must break your virginity to save your city. I mean, it's kind of already been broken. They shoved a fucking particle accelerator in her uterus, right? All right, Penny looks Superman, seeing hope. Don't be afraid, Superman. The black hole already sucked in my hymen. Well, there you go. By the way, besides, you know, how great would that be? Well, I don't know if that would be good or not, losing your virginity to Superman. He could, you know, fuck you into space with a couple thrusts, right? On the flip side, he is the Man of Steel. He's all ripped and everything. Come on. All right, Superman moves his penis to penetrate Penny's vagina, but there's something wrong. Oh, no! Superman's penis is flaccid like an elf dick. What's he gonna do? Penny sees what happened and immediately opens her computer notebook. WebMD this. Or try to, like, order Viagra from Mexico or something. There, she tries to find a solution. Superman, says Penny, you are weak because of the kryptonite. No fucking shit, Penny. I think I found the solution to make your dick solid and hard as a rock. Just go to Adam and Eve, coupon code FREAK at checkout for 50% off just about any item. Get some fuck flicks. That'll help. All right. I found some strange readings when you were talking with Batman up there on the rooftop in my notebook computer. X-ray vision could see through your pants. Looks like your dick was throbbing. So, what's the solution? Superman, I think you know what the solution is. Yes. And Superman lowers his head. Batman. Superman's gay in this story. Superman, with his powerful sonic voice, calls Batman to go down there. Batman asks, what's up, Soups? That's, you know, that's Batman's nickname for Superman, Soups. What's up, Soups? Batman, I think we cannot hide any longer what we feel for each other. This is the only way. You are raping not only the mind of a little girl, but also her body. Penny has to see all this go down. All right, Batman slowly closes his eyes, unzips his pants, and says, I understand, Clark. Aw. Batman's dick is very hard and throbbing as hell. First, Batman gropes Superman's butt to see if there's any danger. Superman, don't constrict your buttocks of my Man of Steel dick. You can cut it off. Whatever. Don't be afraid, Batman. I'm weak and defenseless. And then Batman introduces Batmember inside Superman's hide-bound ass. Batman let go an involuntary moan and gets very ashamed he let that happen. But Superman liked. His kryptonite-covered dick goes immediately hard. He then introduces it inside Penny's vagina. She moans too. So he suck his dick in Superman's ass. Batman. Superman fucked Batman's ass, right? No, Batman fucked Superman. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm not following what's going on here. I understand. All right, so fucking Superman gets him hard. So then it's like a train. Batman's fucking Superman, then Superman's fucking Penny. All right? He introduces it inside Penny's vagina. She moans too. Penny goes totally wet. But unlucky she was, the black hole sucks the lubricating fluids. Holy shit, she needs it, or else Superman's penis is going to utterly destroy her infant cunt. But as the royal, loyal dog brain is, oh god, he sees her problem and immediately runs towards her. He then promptly barks. Penny says, what is it, Brain? You want to help me? I knew Brain was going to get involved. Brain nods. While being fucked by Superman, she puts her hands on her labia majora and stretches it to accommodate the now licking dog's tongue. Brain is not in the better position in the world because he must lick Superman's dick too. And that's gross for a dog to do. So Batman, while penetrating inside Superman's butt, can't help but feel a bit dirty. He remembers the day when he shared intimacy moments with the fellow RoboCop man. Oh, now RoboCop's gonna get involved? This story is all over the place. All right, regardless, Superman knows that sex with a man is not properly cheating. And Lois Lane would understand it, you see. But what annoys and worries him is Penny. Yeah, a little girl would turn Lois Lane very jealous. She must not know, but Soups can trust the blonde girl. She's mature enough to not put her spoon inside the other self's relationship. I've never heard that term before. Hey, don't put your spoon inside someone other self's relationship. All right. And Brain is only a dog. No condemning words go out of his barking throat. So Superman rocking hard dick is getting full of blood. Okay. And ready itself to ejaculate inside Penny's. I have to sort of figure out what he's saying here. I think he's saying his penis is full of blood. His dick is rock hard. He's getting ready to blow inside Penny's small cunt. But Supes needs an incentive. While Brain is licking his dick is pleasurable enough, only the man bat can make him come. But who can make Batman jizz inside Superman's steel rectum? The guilty inside his bones are turning his dick flaccid. No, if Batman don't come now, Superman can't come too. And the black hole will consume Metropolis whole and even the world. But like a fresh flea of hope, Inspector Gadget is here. The hell is he gonna do? No one wants to fuck Inspector Gadget. Yes, he has a lust radar inside of his body. I've never once heard Go-Go Gadget lust radar on that damn cartoon. He can sense men's sexual urges. There from the roof, 1 mile away from the orgy to kill the black hole, Inspector Gadget unravels his bionic dick from his crotch and proceeds it towards Batman's ass. Inspector Gadget's dick is metallic, an 8-inch rod of pure carnal electricity. And without Batman knowing it, the electric penis rod gets inserted into Batman's nested ass. Oh, I think Batman would know that something is entering his hole. The memories from that night with RoboCop are immediately recovered. Oh, that's right. I forgot Batman was fucked by RoboCop. It's going to spark some memories. The penises are going to be very similar. They're both metallic. Oh, this is a great story. Here we go. The Batman's dick grows inside huge proportions. The Gadget dick is similar to his bat grenade, and Gadget fucked similarly like Robo. Now Batman is complete. With RoboCop in his butt and Superman on his dick, Batman comes a glorious, juicy-full dream. I'm going to start referring to when I come. It's a juiciful dream. A nightmare. All right. Yes, he comes a glorious, juiciful dream inside his long-term friend, not feeling hungry or ashamed because he knows deep in his heart RoboCop would approve of the act. Superman's dick throbbing immensely with that jolt of pure egg white passion. Egg white. Inside his bowels. And now he spurts volcanic cumtastic lava of antimatter inside Penny's black hole dwelled vagina. Penny goes all red with the pleasure contaminating her juvenile body to be Bloom's sexuality. Whatever. Yes, that girl experienced for the first time in her life the true love between two men inside of her and her dog's caress that till that moment was hidden under a coat of fur and loathing. Brain comes too. Oh, even the dog is coming. Brain comes too, and the semen of his body covers the ground. His jewel liquor of lust. Wow, that's a new one. With whatever. He also refers to it as sultry poultry. I don't know what that means. With all the antimatter cum going over the black hole, it vanishes to be no more than a vague memento of a perfect day from the man covered in bats, the cape-clad Superboy, the unbratty delicious girl, the sucked-in-itself-furred dog, and the bionic cop man. Every one of them falls on the ground and appreciates the moment and laughs at another failed plot of Dr. Claw. At Dr. Claw's HQ, he curses Gadget. Next time, Gadget, next time, you will see. And then Dr. Claw falls on the ground very happy because he was jerking off to that powerful love scene he saw on his monitor. Yes, even evil madmen need the pleasure only the tender, loving body can offer to the eyes. The end. There you go. That's your Inspector Gadget meets Superman meets Batman meets RoboCop porn. That's a quadruple play, isn't it? All right, there you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for October 30th, 2012. Brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. Just about anything you can find in their vast catalog of over 20,000 adult products. We're talking dildos. We're talking masturbators. Stuff to make your dick hard. Stuff to suck the cum out of your penis hole. There's toys for girls, of course, and for couples. Plus, there's costumes, lubes, plasters. Yes, you can make a cast of your own penis. Lots of great stuff. Go to adamandeve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. You pick out something you like. You see your little checkout screen? There's a little box for a promo code. Enter FREAK or DV at checkout. You'll automatically save 50%. Plus, they're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose and a mystery gift, all for using that coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout at adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, shame on you. Call yourself a freak. You're not a real, you're not a true freak. You're not a super freak. Sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month. You can also sign up for yearly memberships and save some cash. Also, lifetime memberships are available, so you never have to worry about recurring charges again. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, lots of bonus material. Today, for instance, I have an extended program for you, so you'll get 10, 15, 20 minutes of bonus show. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a transsexual living in Mersin, which I guess is somewhere in Turkey or near Turkey, around that area. Where is Turkey? Is that Russia? A transsexual living in Mersin who underwent surgery to become a woman has requested a change in regulation so she can return to being a man by having a penis reattached to her body. Hey, trannies, you got to make up your mind. You got to be certain of these things. You know, a sex change operation, it's not like getting your hair done. It doesn't just grow. You know, your penis just doesn't grow back. You know what I mean? Yeah, just take a little off the top. It'll be fine. If I don't like it, I'll just grow back. No, it's not how it works. So I'm guessing it's even harder to switch back because you've got all your body parts jumbled around inside you now and probably, you know, pieces of other people's bodies or something. And now you want them to fashion another penis for you? DK, a 34-year-old originally from the eastern province of Van, who describes herself as a believing Muslim, asked the Directorate of Religious Affairs, is that how you say that, whether it was religiously permissible to receive a penis transplant from a cadaver. Oh, God, creepy. Is it religiously permissible to have a sex change operation in the first place? I can't imagine that's in any scripture. Whatever. Religious officials said it was impermissible unless the penis originally belonged to the transplant recipient. I am a believer, said DK. I perform my prayers like a man, not like a woo man. This decision has affected me a lot. I want a legal injunction. But while the directorate or whatever, director maybe, failed to give religious backing for DK's surgery, others said the operation would be possible. Quote, we first analyzed if it was possible as a medical situation, and we found that it has no risk, says Oxen Ostak, head of the Human Support Foundation, a conservative organization directed towards engagement with members of the LGBT community. He told the Dogon News Agency, there are more than 20 people like this. Oh, well, 20? We should change all of our laws and rules for 20 people. There are more than 20 people like this that we have in our files. This is as normal as a face or arm transplant. Really? Really? In 2003, DK underwent surgery to become a woman before marrying a man. So there you go. This woman is confused. Man's confused. Soon to be man is confused. All right, second story we have for you today. Manager Sharon Waldron, 38, said microdermabrasion left her with lumpy orange peel skin after regular sessions. You know, what does that mean, regular sessions? Does that mean she was doing it every single fucking day or something? She probably went overboard with this microdermabrasion. She was sanding her face off, basically. The treatment, said to be used by celebrities including Gwyneth Paltrow and Naomi Campbell. Well, if it's good enough for these A-list celebrities, then it should be good enough for me. It's performed in a salon or clinic for between 40 pounds and 100 pounds. I'm guessing this woman was on the low end of that. You know what I mean? Like she was getting the bargain microdermabrasion. A beauty therapist. Is that what we're calling them now? Beauty therapists? A beauty therapist scrubs the face with abrasive crystals to loosen dead skin cells before using a suction device to draw out impurities. Sharon of Liverpool said, I wanted to look my best and was left with lumpy skin. She said, she barely leaves the house. She's now recovering after further skin treatments to repair the damage. Skin consultant Lee Garrett said, I like the term beauty therapist better than skin consultant. Skin consultant Lee Garrett said, microdermabrasion is best for occasional use. Yeah, see, not every day. To correct the damage, Sharon has had dermapen treatment at Dr. James Kimmelew's clinic. It uses tiny needles that stimulate the skin to repair itself. So it damages the skin. The skin thinks something is wrong with it. So it repairs itself. Very good. That seems healthy too. All right, final story we have for you today. This isn't so much news. I guess it kind of is. It was posted on the Mother Nature Network. It's a website, I guess, for fucking hippies or something. But there's a story about flat earthers. There are people, believe it or not, who still believe the Earth is flat. Members of the Flat Earth Society claim to believe the Earth is flat. Walking around on the planet's surface, it looks and feels flat. So they deem all evidence to the contrary, such as satellite photos of Earth, for instance, to be fabrications of a round Earth conspiracy orchestrated by NASA and other government agencies. For what purpose? I've got to do some research on these people. Like, why would you, A, believe this, right? And believe that there's some sort of conspiracy. What would the purpose be? Why would the government be keeping this information out of your hands? What are they hiding? The belief that the Earth is flat has been described as the ultimate conspiracy theory. According to the Flat Earth Society's leadership, its ranks have grown by 200 people, mostly Americans. Guys, seriously, we need to think about all moving. You know, I don't know if we can pool our money together and buy an island or something, but we need to get the hell out of the United States. We can start, you know, Freaktopia or Distorted Viewland. But America, it's a sinking fucking ship of stupidity. All right, 200 people have joined recently, since 2009. Judging by the exhaustive effort flat earthers have invested in fleshing out the theory on their website, as well as the staunch defenses of their views, it would seem that these people genuinely believe the Earth is flat. But in the 21st century, can they be serious? And as MNN discovers, yeah, they're serious, and they're crazy, and stupid. Idiots. If you go to their website, the flatearthsociety.org, there are just tons of questions and answers. A lot of facts. Not facts with a T. Just a lot of questions and answers. A lot of bullshit being spewed about. Here's a sample question. NASA and other world space agencies have pictures of the Earth from space. And in those pictures, the Earth is clearly a globe. In this day and age, hasn't it been proven beyond any doubt that the Earth is round? That would be, see, that's my first question. That would be my first question to these people. The answer? NASA and the rest of the world's space agencies who claim to have been to space are involved in a conspiracy to keep the shape of the Earth hidden. The pictures are faked using simple imaging software. All right. Well, you know, NASA has been taking photos of the Earth from since like 1960, right? Question? Are you saying NASA had Photoshop in the 1960s? Of course not. Come on, don't be silly. Back then, the pictures were taken. Wait, back then, the pictures taken were of lower quality and were likely produced using analog means. Question, why has no one taken a photo of Earth that proves it's flat? Only those connected to the conspiracy have access to heights from which the shape of the Earth can be discerned. Only members of the Flat Earth Society can properly take pictures of the Earth. Also, nobody has been to the edge of the Earth. Middle Earth, as we call it. Nobody has been to the edge of the Earth and lived. Conditions on the ice wall get increasingly treacherous and further you get out. See, these people believe that the Earth is flat, but it's also in a disc, like a flat disc shape, right? And in the middle of the Earth is like a ring of cold. I guess that would be like the North Pole. And then the edge of the disc at the end is a large wall of ice or something. You got to go to the website Flat Earth Society. I'm going to do a YouTube search because there's got to be some of these people posting videos. Got to be some U-tards out there. Oh, This is the last question and answer I will give you, because this is something I was asking about. What is the motive behind the conspiracy? Yes, what's the point of convincing us all that the Earth is round and not flat? Although their main objective can only be speculated upon, the most favored theory, among crazy people, of course, is that of financial gain. Who's making the money? Who's making money on this idea that the Earth is flat? Globe makers! Dun, dun, dun! They're making a fortune! Think of it. If the Earth was flat, no globes. I bet you if we look deep enough, we'll find that the globe, the people who manufacture globes, are associated with NASA. Ooh! Dun, dun, dun. In a nutshell, it would logically cost much less to fake a space program than to actually have one. So those in on the conspiracy profit from the funding NASA and other space agencies receive from the government. Wait a second, that's the only way the government can figure out how to screw us out of money? Yes, step one of our brilliant plan. Convince the world population that the Earth is round. Step two, profit. Any questions? We're going to be filthy rich. Oh, I see there's a lot of questions here. Yes, you. Getting back to your plan, step one and two, I get step one, but the transition from step one to step two is a little murky. Could you explain how we're going to get to step two? Maybe could you list step 1A, step 1B, step 1C, and etc.? Look, I can't make this any clearer for you. Step one, we convince the world that the Earth is round. Step two, we all retire rich. The Bahamas, Monaco, a Sandals resort. Look, I don't care where you go. You're going to have enough money to do whatever the hell you want. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, we are running way late today, so let's just do a couple of these and get out of here.
Yo, this is Solid from Whorehole. Yeah, I just got done with practice, and I was thinking about a show, maybe yesterday's, or day before yesterday's. Today's the 19th, if you'd like to know. I was thinking about that joke you told. It was very funny. The gobbledygook.
Yes, I thought
turkey.
So too.
I got a good one for you, but you need to write down this word first so you can see it. Caucasian. C-A-U-C-A-S.
You told that joke yesterday.
A-N. I think I'd say fucking spell it. But anyway, the joke goes, what's the difference between a Caucasian and an Asian? The cock.
Yeah, okay. It was funny when you said it yesterday. Was that you who called in? Or did someone else have your same joke?
Hey, Tim, this is the decoy Jew. I'm listening to you make a big deal about this straight gay porn star, dude. And I don't really see what the deal is, because he gets paid a lot of money. Why would you not fuck a bunch of dudes if you get paid a lot of money?
Sounds good to me.
Just make...
You don't even have to pay me.
Makes sense. I think you might just be jealous because you want to be the guy making a bunch of money in gay porn.
I don't... What was that at the end?
Gay porn.
Is that the Aflac duck? I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember what you were talking about. Yeah.
You know, Tim.
Oh, I think it was maybe an audio clip or something. Oh, I remember what it was. It was an audio clip because the guy was married to a woman and he's doing gay porn. He's fucking guys on the side. That is a little weird.
You know, Tim, you were just talking about that Cynthia P. plaster caster or whatever.
Yeah.
You could make a fortune, or Adam and Eve could make a fortune, if you tell her about the clone of Willy kit. I'm pretty sure she would love to have that or something, and she could use a free code to get 50% off.
I could make tons of money off this bitch.
Why don't you do that? I'm sure Adam and Eve would love to make a fortune off that stupid bitch.
Yeah, she could endorse that product. You know what I mean? It could be, you know, Cynthia Plastercaster's clone of Willy. Take it from the broad who has cloned, you know, tons of celebrity dick. She knows how to do it. I don't know. I can come up with something better.
Boom. Show member TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
Hey, I haven't done one of these in a while, but I figured I'd call in with another Distorted View trivia question for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this one is, I think it's pretty easy. As you could tell from the beginning of my voicemail, I called the sideshow the slideshow.
Oh.
So my question is, who was the first person to refer to the sideshow as the slideshow?
I think, and I've been wondering that myself for a while, when people call in and call the slideshow, I realize it's a Distorted View reference. I don't remember what it's from. I think it is from my interview with the Fat Man. I think the Fat Man called it that.
Okay. The correct answer is the Fat Man.
Ta-da!
The original Fat Man. Yeah. Hey, folks, Fat Man. And remember, a couple years ago, you interviewed the Fat Man, and you said on that interview that you were going to post the whole thing as an exclusive on the sideshow. And the Fat Man was obviously interested in hearing the whole interview, so he actually called into the voicemail, and I guess he thought that the entire interview was going to be like, you're going to make it into a slideshow and post that online somewhere. So he called into the voicemail line and was asking you if you could give him the slideshow of the interview. So, yeah. Oh, Fat Man is a paragon.
I should have totally made a PowerPoint presentation and sent it to him.
Out of intelligence.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where the term the slideshow came from.
There you go, a piece of Distorted View history. And finally today, freaks.
You do, Timmy Boo Boo Child. I just got done jerking off at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
And watching your test videos, and I think they are awesome.
Oh, cool.
Especially the one with the bitch who had the shoot. The fucking off herself after a guy threatened to show her tits to her family.
Yeah, that's right. I'm making fun of suicide victims now. It's a new thing I'm trying.
Like, her mom doesn't know what her tits look like. Anyway.
I made this realization or this decision that I just don't care anymore. I don't care. You know, if you act like an idiot, even if it ends in tragedy, I'm just going to make fun of you. I'm sorry to the girl's family or whatever, but she's a fucktard. I realized she was bullied, but so is everyone. Everyone is fucking bullied in their life.
I couldn't read the fucking cue cards with the screen behind you, so I was wondering if you could still, like, transition like you used to with the old format.
Yeah, I definitely can do that, but when I was testing, I was just testing out one component. When I do some DVDAs, I will be able to, you know, switch to computer screens so you guys can see more clearly. But, you know, if there's nothing really important to read, I can just throw videos up behind me, and that way I can just sort of comment on them, and you can see me while I do it. So I think it's a nice compromise there. But I can definitely do it the old way as well, switch it. But again, I was just testing things out. If you want to check out my test videos, just go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/distortedviewshow. I'm pretty disappointed in my video views recently. You know, I used to get at least, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 views on each video. Now I'll be lucky to get 1,000. So I gotta start promoting the YouTube thing again. Because it's never ending. Guys, just watch and participate in everything that I do. If you see Distorted View has done something, I want you all over it. I want you to blindly follow me. Come on. What's wrong with you people? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no good.
Shitburgers. Shitburgers. Shitburgers.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Gonna take it to me, show. Take your body to the show where she was playing.
Then it's just going to be kind of a mostly cloudy and cooler day before system number 2 takes aim at us, and we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms from that system unfolding first thing on Thursday. So for tonight, partly cloudy skies are in the evening.